fashion. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby.
Just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story. About a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar. Spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship. Or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she would do it. Every time that I called her, it seemed to run with ruin. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her and I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
That was Pressure to Party by Julia Jacklin. She's an Australian singer and songwriter. I recently started listening to her music, and I really like it. So the next song is by The Roots, who are from Philadelphia. Questlove met Black Thought, who I think is the drummer, in a Philadelphia high school. So they're Philly born and raised, and it's their song, Guns Are Drawn. Hope you enjoy. That was Guns Are Drawn by The Roots. The next song is Acolyte by Slaughter Beach Dog, who is fronted by Jake Ewald, who is from Maryland, but he was part of the band Modern Baseball, which were founded in Philadelphia through Temple University, I think. And so I'm counting it as part of Philadelphia because I don't think he'd be where he is musically if it wasn't for the Philadelphia music scene. So this is Acolyte by Slaughter Beach Dog. Hope you enjoy.
One, two, three, four. for the ticket. Try to smirk, but you're smiling. No, I'll stick with it. Annie, I want you to marry me. We'll wait a few years. I don't mean to frighten you.
That was Acolyte by Slaughter Beach Dog. This next song is actually, coincidentally, from a band that also met at Temple University, Daryl Hall and John Oates. This is You Make My Dreams, their most popular song, and also a very popular song from the movie 500 Days of Summer. So I don't know if you like that movie, but if you do, enjoy.
Together.
That was You Make My Dreams by Hall & Oates. So we spent a good amount of time in Philadelphia, so now we're going back to Australia with another Australian singer-songwriter, Courtney Barnett, with her song Avant Gardener. She, I think, is a very good lyricist. Her songs are, I really enjoy them, but I can understand if other people don't, because they're kind of a little strange sometimes sound-wise, but I don't know. I think they're suitable for the radio. So I hope you enjoy Avant Gardener by Courtney Barnett. That was Avant Gardener by Courtney Barnett. This next song is from the band Modern Baseball, which I mentioned earlier with Slaughter Beach Dog. And it's their song Apartment. So Modern Baseball, I don't know if any of them are actually from Philadelphia, but they all went to school in Philadelphia. And they kind of came up in the Philadelphia music scene. So hence they're in this playlist. This is Apartment. Hope you enjoy.
The first time I saw you was in your apartment. I had followed my friend single file through the darkness. I looked your direction for excessive inspection, and I could not muster the courage to say a single word.
So yeah, that was Apartment by Modern Baseball. This next song is also by an artist from Philadelphia, rapper Tierra Whack, who's actually been very popular recently. Very proud of her. And this is her, it's a minute long, I don't know if it's a song, but she calls it, it's a song, I guess. Pretty Ugly. It's really pretty. I really like it. I guess it's Pretty Ugly. This is Pretty Ugly by Tierra Whack. Hope you enjoy.
Excuse me, miss. Go again.
to the party. It's so hot by noon, I just get queasy. It's so hot by two, I stay inside. I try to put down a cup of coffee. He asks how much I'm drinking and I lied. But doctors are always trying to tell you some torturous way to live your life. It's not like they know it.
That was Slaughter Beach Dog again with their song "Your Cat." Played them earlier, and they're from Philadelphia, sort of. This next song, we're going back to Australia. Stella Donnelly is also another singer-songwriter from Australia. So if you've lost count, that's three relatively young female singer-songwriters out of Australia who I think are all really great singers and all really good songwriters. So I don't know, Australia's got something going on. But this is her song "Tricks." Hope you enjoy, it's one of my favorite songs.
Thank you.
That was Tricks by Stella Donnelly from Australia. This next song is a quintessential Philadelphia song. It's by Boyz II Men, who actually were, I just discovered, formed in the same high school that The Roots were, Philadelphia's High School of the Creative and Performing Arts. So I think that's cool. So this is Motown Philly. It was also featured on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Hope you enjoy. I know you're going to enjoy it.
Do this.
That was Motown Philly by Boyz II Men. This next song, we're going back to Australia. Borderline by Tame Impala. I don't know, I felt like I was obliged to play this song. So here it is. Hope you enjoy.
We're on the border.
That was Borderline by Tame Impala, Australia's Indie Kings. Also, you're listening to WJRA 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Danielle. This is my show, Waffling. I'm currently doing a playlist of just people from, or bands from, or formed in, Philadelphia and Australia, because I've been listening to a lot of bands from both those places recently, and I noticed it, and now I have a playlist. This next song is Modern Baseball again. Tears Over Beers. It's a little sad. Hope you enjoy.
When I was just a boy, we'll call it 15 or so, I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in my bones. That girl who's next to me, she found herself bored to tears. She realized if she wanted conversation, she's out of luck for 3 more years.
That was Tears Over Beers by Philadelphia's Modern Baseball. Unfortunately, they're currently on hiatus, if you're wondering where recent music from them exists, but two of the band members have side projects, which I've played, Slaughter Beach Dog, and I think they're really good. And so this next song is by Hockey Dad. It's called I Need a Woman. I haven't listened to it in a while, but I remembered it, and I was like, I bet the people who sang this song were Australian, and they were, so... this is I Need a Woman by Hockey Dad. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
That was I Need a Woman by Hockey Dad. I'm going to play one more song and then I'm going to be done. This has been my Philadelphia and Australian playlist. I hope you enjoy. It's kind of interesting to see the differences. I don't think I have a lot of Australian bands, but I have a lot of Philadelphia bands. Maybe it's because cities allow people to meet. I don't know. I read a city planning book about that once. So I played a quintessential Philadelphia song, Motown Philly by Boyz II Men, and now I'm going to play a quintessential Australian song, and it's also my dad's favorite song for reasons unknown. So this is Down Under by Men at Work. Hope you enjoy, and I'll be here next week.